The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." The Gospel of the Lord. So now, if we look at that reading from the Gospel, it doesn't make much sense. But when you look behind what it means, it does make sense. And so the Jews had a saying, don't put a gold ring on the nose of a pig or on the ears of a dog. And by that, they meant don't allow any non-Jews to be part of our faith. And so they regarded everybody outside their faith. He's not doing any harm. He just wants to come a bit nearer and see what's happening. So, and that's what little fellas do. And it's lovely to see him here. Yep, he's fine. And so the Jews had that saying, and they didn't want to give their faith or share their faith with the Gentiles. Now along comes Jesus, and he does totally opposite. So let's examine that a little bit closer. Thank God somebody is listening to me. Yeah, and he wants to come a bit nearer. Yep. So if you apply that to Jesus, he certainly did not agree with that. Now, the sad thing in the early church, and especially in the Oriental church, they had all kinds of rules about who were welcome and who were not welcome in the church. And so when they began the Eucharistic prayer in the Oriental church, they made an announcement, let all those who are catechumens or non-believers leave, which wasn't a very nice way to welcome people. And then when it came to Holy Communion, the celebrant said, holy things are for holy people. Well, if I was to say that before communion, most of us probably would say, well, that doesn't include me. And we got to look at it from the other side. Why did Jesus give us the beautiful sacrament of Holy Communion and the Eucharist? It wasn't for people who are saints or people who are perfect. And what do we say immediately before we receive Holy Communion? Lord, I am not worthy. I really mean that. Nobody is worthy, but he's okay. He's just doing a bit of exploring. Yeah. Good. You sit down and listen. Yep. Well, look what Jesus said. Let the little ones come on to me. And you're a little one and you're very welcome. Yeah. Now, and so Jesus said time and time again, and it's how we see it. And so it's very sad, just to finish, it's very sad that at the moment we're having a big debate, especially among the bishops, who is worthy and who is not worthy to receive Holy Communion. I am in no position to judge anybody, nor are you by the same token. I can only judge myself. And I don't know, I can't say you're not, and I am. Up to now, and I'm going on to my 58th year of priesthood, I have never once refused anybody Holy Communion. And I say this morning, I never will. I never will. Because I want to be more like Jesus. And no matter who came to Jesus, he never said, do you go to the synagogue every Sunday? Do you believe in God? What can I do for you?